What is a first step towards self-appreciation? I recall the negatives that were directed at me, criticizing me and causing me to feel really bad about myself, but then I remember my grandfather who uplifted me tremendously. There were teachers who deflated me and tried to humble me and embarrass me and belittle me, but then I remember my speech teacher, Mr. Hanley, who uplifted me and made me feel good about myself. I remember the people in the gymnasium who made fun of me, but then Mr. Pierce, the gym coach, uplifted me tremendously. I remember enjoying participating in the teenage programs at the church and in the choir and the scouts, but then there was so much criticism in the church directed at all the other churches and toward the rest of the world that I just wanted to get away from it. I wanted to take my physical body away. But now, what I'm hearing from you is it's not an action kind of thing that we need to leave what we don't want. We don't need to look at those other teachers or family members to uplift us or give us self-confidence, although it does help. We can find it directly in ourselves no matter what's going on around us, right?
You have just pointed out, through the examples in your own life, the problem with looking to others for your upliftment. Those who were in a state of appreciation and therefore were in alignment with Source, with their vortex, with the pure positive energy that creates worlds, as they held you as their object of attention, you felt the advantage of their gaze. But when those not in their vortex, not in alignment with Source, held you as the object of their lackful attention, you felt the disadvantage of their gaze. It is the inconsistency of the responses that you garner from others that eventually erodes your confidence. Your vortex of creation, the Source within you, your inner being, is undeviating and dependable. When you make your way to your vortex of creation through the thoughts that you choose, you will always be replenished. A balanced, good-feeling life requires that you return often to drink from the source.